Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Poker Pro Podcast Series, a poker how-to podcast series featuring the greatest and most accomplished poker players in the industry. Our poker podcast topic today is Casino Gambling Secrets, where our author and expert poker pro will reveal the secrets of winning at the casinos. My name is Annie Jennings. I am the host of the Poker Pro podcast series, and our pro today is the wonderful and awesome Bill Burton, author of 1,000 Best Casino Gambling Secrets, and is also a columnist for About.com. Welcome, Bill, to the Poker Pro podcast series. We're happy
Hi, Annie, to have you with us today. Glad to be here, Annie.
Terrific. Now, I'll tell you, everyone loves casinos. We all love, our eyes light up when we get into one. It's, I don't know if they plan it that way or what, but there is certain excitement. You can feel it in the air. What is the first casino gambling secret do you feel we should tackle today?
Okay, well, you know, the first secret is not really a secret. It's a reality, and that's the fact that the casinos are a business. They're a very big business. And their primary business is to separate the player from his money while making sure he has a good time when they do it. So what happens is, consequently, especially poker players, they leave the poker room where they have an edge, and they walk into the main casino where the house has an edge on all the games. And this is just a reality in how it works, except for blackjack if you're using card counting or certain video poker machines. The house has the edge on all the games.
All right, terrific. And we're definitely going to get into deeper into what you do mean by edge. But first of all, how about if we go over some basics? This way we can all have a solid foundation so that we can move forward with our following podcast. We do plan to do an entire series. For example, Bill, how do we decide how much money to bring to a casino? And if we do win, how do we proceed? Should we keep playing? Like, when is the time? Should we let it roll? I mean, what are some money management strategies to make a player have the most advantage they can in the casino, and of course have a great time while they're playing?
Okay, well, the number one rule is never bring money to the casino that you can't afford to lose. You have to look at any money you bring to the casino as an entertainment fee that you're paying. Sometimes players, you know, go with the idea that they're going to win, and they bet money that they shouldn't be betting. If you have to use that money for any other thing like the rent or food, then you shouldn't be gambling with it in the casino.
You know, I love that idea and that concept. And what I would suggest is people sort of put together a little savings plan so that it's actually an incentive for them to go out and make more money, because they know they'll take care of their responsibilities, but then their entertainment little fund goes to the casinos, because we all have various forms of entertainment. I know mine, I love to read. So when I go to the bookstore and I see the prices of the books, I think, you know what, it's okay, because this for me is my form of pleasure, my form of leisure. Now, I would not spend my food money on a book, just as people shouldn't spend their food money and rent money on gambling. However, if you can sort of fund and put your money aside and say, hey, this is for my next trip to the casinos, you'll feel so much happier, because you'll know it's money you have earmarked for your sheer gambling enjoyment, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people are putting away money for their retirement, their 401k.
Well, but we're putting away money for our gambling.
Right. We call it our 401g. This is our gambling bankroll.
Well, and we love it, because we're entitled. First of all, we are entitled to enjoy ourselves, you know, in so many ways. If people love the aspect of gambling, let's face it, there is a thrill. There's that thrill, the fun of playing, and there's also the possibility of winning, too, that keeps people coming on back. But the important thing that you really want to say is, just let's start off right. Let's not use money we need for the rent, hoping to hit it big so we can pay the rent for a year. We don't want to do that. We really want to go responsibly forward. So we're going to encourage people to be responsible with their funds, correct?
That is correct. And, you know, some people call it money management. I call it bankroll management.
Uh-huh.
But that's it. And when you go away on vacation, if you're going for a week, not only take what you should do, though, is just keep your gambling money separate from even money you're going to use for other entertainment, such as meals and whatnot. So you have that earmarked just for gambling, and that's all you're going to use it for.
Now, and here's why, all right? And we can talk to everyone, can say that's the plan. but something does happen when you get to the casino where the plan kind of goes out the window. Let's be realistic. It can happen. I want to ask you a question about, are casinos sort of set up? You mentioned earlier casinos may be set up to, they have a goal. They're a business. They're a business to make money. Their goal is to separate you from your money. Is their goal to separate you from your nest egg or the money that you have earmarked for other vacation plans? If so, and naturally they probably want to separate you from a lot of money, is the casino designed in a certain way that causes people to sort of forget that they've earmarked that money and say, hey, let me just take one more roll on these dice and see what happens?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Casinos are set up, they're a fantasy land. I mean, when you walk in, first of all, there's no clocks in the casino.
Really? You know, I never realized there's no clocks.
They don't want you to know what time it is.
I've never bothered to ask what time it was.
Most casinos have no windows. I mean, once
no
you
windows?
Walk in there, you
oh my
are
gosh.
In a room.
There's no windows?
Most casinos don't have windows.
Well, now that you mention it, yeah, it's a world within a world. It is a fantasy world. It's a playground.
Not only that, when you sit down at a table,
mm-hmm.
they convert your money into chips. Now you have these pretty colored chips.
Now you have choice.
Right. You don't look at those. You don't look at that red chip as a $5 bill or that green chip as a $25
bill. Right. So you lose that connection that a chip is actually money. A chip can be $20, which can be, you know, a partial, believe me, partial a day of groceries for some people.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
And they also supply you with free drinks, which I affectionately refer to as chip remover.
Oh, that's cute.
Because when you're drinking,
chip
you lose your inhibitions.
Oh, yeah, and you start throwing those chips around, right?
That's
it. So if we're going to give people, the purpose of our podcast series is to really, really convey some excellent information. We want people to enjoy themselves, become winners, and actually, you know, give themselves the edge in terms of managing themselves and their bankroll, in this case we're talking about. So you're going to probably advise, you know, watch those free drinks, because know that with every free drink comes a price. They're not quite free, correct?
That
in terms
is correct.
Of,
I don't advise drinking at all in the casino. It just leads to too many problems, but that's a whole other subject. But you got to remember that the drinks are there to loosen you up, and you don't want to be, you know, loose and throwing your money around.
No, because it does happen. I understand what you mean by that. You know, there are things in play there, too, as over time, where you become less and less, we'll call it, concerned about your bankroll and the fact that you're going to, especially now that they have the, you know, you can put your Visa or your MasterCard or your debit card and get more money, right?
Right.
It's so easy.
And, you know, one of the worst things you can do is use your credit card in the casino because, first of all, when you take a cash advance on your credit card, you're paying more than what you would normally do on a purchase. But what a lot of people don't realize is that the casinos also tack on a fee for that cash advance. So you might find yourself taking a cash advance and, you know, your credit card company charges you an extra 1.5 points. Well, the casino has already tacked
mm-hmm.
on 4% just for the privilege of doing that transaction. So I always tell people, leave the credit cards home.
Wow, that's great advice, and I appreciate that because we really, again, we want this to be a good experience for everyone. So, Bill, of course, you've been in the business a long time. You've probably seen, heard it all, and probably made a lot of mistakes yourself, and you're only too happy to share the secrets to help people really win big in casinos. Another question for you. You referred to something called an emotional bankroll. All right, is that referring to, you know, how much can you as a player stand of the action, of the activity, of the energy levels that are before you, the pressure perhaps?
That's exactly what I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a lot of money, and but when you sit down and say you play at a $25 table, all of a sudden those bets are making you nervous, then you're playing above what I call your emotional bankroll. You have to find your comfort zone. Like I said, you could have all the money, but you might not be comfortable spending it. You don't want to put that money at risk. And what I always recommend is that the size of your bet should never make you sweat. It's all right to have a little excitement because obviously that's why you're in the casino.
I love it, yeah.
But if you start worrying about the size of your bet, then
mm-hmm.
you're betting too much. And one way you can do it is if you're a table game player, start off at $5, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting any thrill from that, go to 10, go to 25. But you have to play within your comfort zone, regardless of how much money you can afford to lose.
See, I love the concept that you're presenting right now. It's something for all of us to just think about a little bit. Okay, so we're going to this casino now. There's certain things to be aware of. We went over some bankroll, some money management tips and strategies. You know, not drinking, not loosening yourself up to the point where you're not realizing what you're engaging in. Another thing is talking about where your emotional tendency stands to lie. You want to have the fun of betting, so that you want it to be a high enough amount that where you feel that if you win, that thrill factor, we'll call it the thrill factor,
right,
but not too high that your everything you do is filled with pressure, because what fun is that?
It's no fun
you know?
At all.
We want to find that middle ground. So, Bill, I appreciate you, you know, really giving these insider tips of finding a middle ground where you are happy. I love it. You know, somebody said that the most fun some people have is driving to the casino and then leaving the casino. You see a lot of sad faces. And I feel sorry, because it doesn't have to be that way. You can have a good time, you can make money, and you can safeguard your bankroll or play with money that's designed for your entertainment value.
Absolutely,
right.
And one thing I want to say there is the fact that, you know, we talk about the casino having an edge on the games that most
mm-hmm.
people know about, but you have one edge over the casino, and that is the fact that you can leave anytime you want. If you get up, you get ahead, you're ahead money, you've won money, you can get up and walk out that door. The problem is that people get greedy, and once they win a little bit, they want to win more, and they're not happy with the small wins, you know, and they...
Sure, they want to let
it
roll.
Back.
Sure, and I'd like to talk a little bit about that strategy in an upcoming podcast. We certainly want to talk about when you win, at what point do you call it a day? Because most people, when they win, there probably is a strategy to increase those winnings to a certain level and are bankrolling yourself on your winnings and then not letting yourself fall below a certain percentage of your increase of income for the day or money for the day, too. So that's probably a complex strategy as well, because you're there to play. Let's say you're there to play for 5 hours or 6 hours you have, and you immediately are up, we'll call it a couple $100. You know, you're going to want to manage that now for the rest of the day. You certainly don't want to lose it all back, but you still have 4 or 5 hours to spend in the casino.
Right, and what you want to do is when you get ahead, anytime you get ahead, you want to lock up the money that you bought in for.
Good.
And then take a small profit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say you're sitting down and at a $5 blackjack table, all of a sudden you've bought in for, you know, 100. All of a sudden, say you double your money, you're up 100. Well, you want to take that 100 that you bought in for and put that aside, maybe
good.
Half of your winnings, and then play with the other $50.
I love it. That is a great idea. And then this way you're going to leave at the end of the day with a return on your investment, and plus bankroll the rest of your play for that day. And who knows, you might wind up, you might want to then, when you double your balance, we'll call it the $50 this time, you could just keep doing the same strategy over and over all day.
Right, you could put it on a sliding scale. As
right.
you win more, your guaranteed is, you know, it moves up.
Sounds wonderful. And I there's always something that intrigues me. It's a phrase called eye in the sky. Would you like to tell us about a casino environment, you know, from the design aspect of the casino, of course, to keep you in the casino, with excitement, there's so much going on around you. What about this eye in the sky thing? What is the surveillance system all about?
Well, the eye in the sky is the way that they watch all the games, they watch all the areas, the machines, they're looking for cheaters or people that are trying
mm-hmm.
to, rob other players. They're also keeping an eye on their dealers, because, believe it or not, most of the robbery that comes from casinos comes from, within their employees within. But
mm-hmm.
they have a big surveillance room set up, and if you look up on a ceiling in any casino, you'll see all these little smoke-covered domes.
Sure, that's where all the windows are.
Right, those are the cameras, and they can zoom down right into...
Those are cameras.
They can zoom in so close when you're playing a table. I mean, they could almost read the inscription on your ring.
So those are cameras. See, I always had the vision that there are people crawling across the ceiling. looking down. I mean, sometimes you wonder, right? You've got
right.
somebody, like, standing right on top of you, like, crawling over.
Well, in the old days, they used to have catwalks before all the technology
oh, really?
Came in. Yeah, so they actually had people up there with binoculars and a catwalk. And at that time, most
oh boy,
of the ceilings were mirrored. It was a two-way
sure.
mirror.
Imagine the people who are paranoid, always feeling someone's watching them.
They are. If they go to the casino.
They would have a hard time in that environment. That's so funny. Well, you know, that's terrific. So we're these cameras are there, and they're there to just watch everything that's going on. Now, what about, we've heard a lot, this is the part that everyone's going to love, free meals. We want free food, we want free warm rooms. How do we get these perks, and are they available to our everyday player?
Everybody's entitled to perks,
mm-hmm.
or comps, as we call
comps?
Them. That's short for complimentary.
Okay.
The casino wants to give you something back to, you know, build you as a loyal customer. And the only way, though, to get the comps is you have to make sure that you enroll in the Players Club. And they give you a little card. If you're a slot machine player, you put your card in the slot machine. If you're a table game player, you give it to the pit boss when you sit down. And what they do is they track your play with this,
mm-hmm.
and then they determine your comps. And the way comps are determined is they look at your theoretical loss, and then they give you a percentage of that back in comps.
All right. So the more you lose, the more free food you get.
Right. It's not so much, and you don't even have to necessarily lose. Like in a slot machine, they're looking at the money that you're churning through, the money that
mm-hmm.
you're playing through that machine.
All right.
You know, say you put in $10, okay? Well, as you spin and you win, you spin and, you know,
sure.
you're churning money through. So you may have put in $10, but by the time you get done playing, you've actually run $100 or $200 through the machine on that $10.
No, that's very interesting. And typically, based on your experience, can you give us an idea of what someone who maybe put in $10 to start, won, lost one, et cetera, churned a couple hundred, what is that equal to in terms of a comp? Is that a hamburger? or
well,
Coke or whatever.
Right. Well, it all depends on, like I said, the denomination of machine, how much money you've
mm-hmm.
actually run through. Say that the casino on a slot machine, normally it's probably about 8%. I mean, you know, it could run, percentage could run more, but let's just say, you know, let's say 10%.
Okay.
On the machine. Okay, so you run $100 through. They're saying typically your theoretical loss is $10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 10%, you've ran 100 through. Now, they might be willing to give you back 40% of that loss in comps.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe $4, you get $4 worth of comp. It's not that much, but I'm using, you know, general terms.
Yeah, just to give us an idea, I was just curious, and let's remind people how they do get their comp cards. So you walk into a casino that you've never been to before. How would you go about getting your comp cards before you put one penny down on any table or any gambling game?
The first thing you want to do whenever you walk in a casino, you ask the nearest person you see,
where's the nearest exit?
Club?
No, I'm only kidding.
You ask for the Players Club.
All right, you want to go to the Players Club.
Want to go to the Players Club, and typically what you have to do is you show them an ID, your driver's license most of the time. And then
so bring your ID. You're right about that. Driver's license, probably picture ID, probably a credit card or something?
Most of them, as long as it's a picture ID, they
mm-hmm.
will accept that. But your
okay.
driver's license is pretty revolutionary. Now, one thing that slot clubs used to do, and some of them may do it, where they actually had you fill out an application and there's a spot on there for your social security number, do not put that on, write it down. Okay, if you have a win where they have to give you your tax statement, then you can give them your social security number. But in these days of identity theft, I always tell people, don't bother putting your social security.
Now, Bill, I got to ask you this question because I've seen this happen continuously. When they're asking for your SS number on so many things, I was in a shopping center. They were asking the woman before me for her SS number, and she gave it to him. I said, "Are you? Why are you doing this? There's so much." Because the woman said, "I can't process your sale without it." Now, what if they say we can't process your card without your SS number? Is that true?
No, it's not. You don't have to give it. I mean, if you win a jackpot where they have to, you know, anything over $1,200, they do give you a tax form. Okay, at that time when they fill out the tax form, that's when you have to supply your Social Security number.
But not when you're filling out.
You do not have to get your player's card. And if the casino demanded it, I would just go play in another casino.
I guess that'll be the bottom line then.
Right.
Right, for people, if they're asking for your SS number at that point, it's not a good idea to ever give it out for many reasons. Not that anyone would steal your SS number, but just as a privacy strategy in protecting your ID. We don't know, you know, what's going to happen down the future. I mean, just today in the news, there was news of 47 million credit cards stolen from somewhere, numbers.
Yeah, they're selling them for like a buck a piece or,
yeah.
You know, it's just ridiculous.
So everybody has to change their credit card number starting today, but including us, by the way. We're going to do that, too. But, you know, Bill, it's been an excellent interview. You are just fantastic. You will be back. We're going to do several more podcasts with you, so everybody please stay tuned to our podcast series. I'm going to thank Bill Burton and give you his contact information, and then we're going to be back with another podcast with Bill. So thank you, Bill. Bill is the author of the wonderful book, and everyone has got to get this. It's loaded, by the way, loaded with insider tips. Believe me, the casinos don't want you to know this stuff, but Bill's willing to tell you. 1,000 Best Casino Gambling Secrets by Bill Burton. So please be sure you get that. Get on Amazon and get that ordered. That's 1,000 Best Casino Gambling Secrets. And it's excellent. And also Bill's website, you can reach him at www.BillBurton.com. And you can also get lots more articles. And Bill is the Bill handles the section and on casino gambling at the following website, which is http://casinogambling.about.com. So there's no www in that.
Oh, you can put www.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, it will fit. About.com is one of the biggest networks. We have 800 different topics, and I'm the casino gambling host there. So
terrific.
www.casinogambling.about.com.
All right, terrific. So everybody go there and look for lots more. Bill, you have a lot of articles up there. And
yeah, I cover all the games on there, and I talk a little bit more about, you know, money management that we discussed here and plenty
okay.
of articles.
So what's our goal, everyone? It's to have fun and to win. All right, that's what we're here for, Bill. Bill, thanks a lot. A great interview. We'll be back with another podcast, and thanks, everyone, for listening.